Today's story is The Face That Watches, written by Mara. There's a strange face in the woods outside my window. Mom and Dad won't listen, though. It just stares and stares. Little brother hates hearing about it. He thinks it's meant to scare him. The story about the man with no face. The face watches me all hours of the night and day. My big sister says it's all lies. She says that Mom and Dad should call in the head doctors. It doesn't matter how many times I tell them about him. The man in the dark. No one listens. I don't like when my mom says I have to play outside, because I have to be close to him. He's too tall. He's too thin. Like he doesn't eat. The man doesn't move when he watches me. He just makes me cold. Makes it so I can't run. I don't like when he's around, and I think I should stay away from the fence. My mom has to drag me inside for dinner because I can't stop staring. She gets angry at me for being out so late in the cold. Can't she see him? The tall man is now standing in our yard. After dinner tonight, my mom is making me sit in my room, no TV, because I didn't come when she called. I sit at my desk with my homework, trying to finish it before my dad comes to check in on me. When I see him standing in the yard, the man without a face, the tall man, standing too close to my window. He's always there now, even when I point him out to Mom and Dad. I don't know why they can't see him. My dreams are full of him now. He's standing in the background as I do real magic for my friends. He stands in my dreams watching. I told him to leave me alone, but only in my dreams. My mom called the doctor today. She says I'm very sick. I keep coughing up blood and I can't sleep. She says I'm not eating very much. She tells him of the tall man I see. I don't think it matters anymore. The doctor says I'll have to go to the hospital. He says that maybe something is wrong with my brain, and I'll need to get a scan. The coughing is bad now. It hurts a lot. But the tall man is still watching. My mom sits with me in the night to make sure I'm okay. She asks me what I'm humming, and I can't tell her. I don't know the words. I don't even know what I'm humming. She tucks me in and kisses my head. The tall man isn't outside my window anymore. He hasn't been there for a whole day, but he's still in my dreams. His long, long arms reaching for me. The music is loud in my ears. I can see Mum reading to me. Her lips are moving, but the music is so loud. I cough and I cough. Lots of blood come up this time. She sits on the end of my bed staring at me, waiting for it to stop. But it doesn't. I wish it would, because I need to tell her something. The tall man isn't outside my window anymore. The tall man isn't in the yard. He isn't even in the woods. The coughing is too much, and I feel like I'm falling asleep. I try to fight it very hard, because I need my mom to know. The tall man is in the corner now. He's in my room.